Yagalidoo, Shaizi Sharon Isaac. I was born in Anchorage, Alaska.
11 months out of 12, elders and youth council members from the First Alaskans Institute meet over the phone. Their annual conference is a chance to finally gather in person, along with nearly 1,000 other Alaska Natives, to exchange stories and lessons between generations and tribes.
Today, I come before you in a way none of us dreamt of. I come to you with an attitude of, we will conquer COVID. We will Zoom, we're gonna text, we are gonna do this virtual meeting.
This year, council members and attendees are conferencing from home, from southeast to the North Slope. Kanaitse Elder Sharon Isaac is attending from Saldatna, where she's pre-recorded a demonstration on crafting moose ear booties, one of the myriad workshops taking place virtually between Sunday and Wednesday. Isaac was elected on a one-year term to represent South Central Alaska on the Elders and Youth Council, along with fellow Kanaitse Elder Roberta Oskolkoff and three youth members. This isn't Isaac's first time at the conference, but it is her first time attending electronically.
It is an absolute tremendous experience to be at Elders and Youth. You meet new people, you see friends that you haven't seen for a year. That's the power of gathering together one time a year that gives us the strength to carry on throughout the year. But we didn't have that this year. I can't hug somebody or touch them, but I'm seeing them, and in my heart, I'm loving on them.
South Central Youth Representative Danielle Mills from Nanilchik is a first-time member of the council. Like Isaac, she's found even this non-traditional version of the conference to be salient.
Well, it's all just been such a whirlwind of emotions the last couple of days. This conference makes me so emotional. I love hearing the stories that the elders tell. It makes me think so much about our culture and our heritage, and I just love it.
One of her favorite parts of the conference so far has been yesterday's warming of the hand ceremony, which served as the introductory event to the conference.
There were a handful of elders that told a bunch of different stories, and I always love listening to our elders speak. They have the most amazing stories about their lives, and in each of their stories, they tell a little life lesson that you can take home with you.
Isaac says it's meaningful to see the older and younger generations swap stories and lessons.
The continuity between the generations is tremendous. I hear and feel the young people learning and being open to what was in the past, and then they carry on for the future.
The council meets every month via phone. Mills says the youth on the council have additional meetings apart from the elders, where they can be goofier with one another. Council conversations have been particularly powerful for Isaac as COVID-19 continues to impact Alaska Native communities disproportionately.
It is a very emotional time for me because I travel via the phone to all these Native villages in Alaska, and I glean from them. I hear their heart. I listen to what they're enduring through COVID. Not having the flights come in except for sustenance, for food or medical, because if the virus comes to a very small village, it could impact them and ramifications would be horrific. So the isolation, you hear of the isolation, and yet we are perseverers. I keep using that word because we join every month together and it gives us strength.
You can tune in to the live stream of the conference on the First Alaskans Institute website and Facebook page. For KDLL, I'm Sabine Pooks.